Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 4th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. TD and Google Cloud partner for innovative banking experiences. TD Bank Group has partnered with Google Cloud to enhance banking experiences and streamline innovation, leveraging Google's secure infrastructure. eComPay expands partnership with GoCardless. UK-based international payments service provider eComPay has extended its partnership with GoCardless to increase UK and EU market coverage and solidify its position. Neonomics partners with Endavu. Norway-based open banking provider Neonomics has entered a collaboration with Endavu aiming to simplify the funding of investment accounts for the latter's users. Bankomat, Nexi agree on new centralized technological infrastructure. Italy-based Bancomat and Paytech Nexi have partnered to augment Italy's payment landscape with a new centralized infrastructure, enhancing innovation and efficiency. Brim Financial raises $85 million in Series C funding. Canada-based fintech infrastructure company Brim Financial has secured $85 million in a Series C funding round. LHV Bank increases share capital by £21 million. UK-based LHV Bank has increased its share capital by £21 million in a bid to support its growth endeavours. Piermont and Sutton Banks face FDIC consent orders. In February 2024, Piermont Bank and Sutton Bank each became subject to consent orders issued by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp. Visa launches Subscription Manager. Multinational payment card services company Visa has announced the launch of Subscription Manager, a service for tracking subscriptions conveniently. Stripe is now available on the Spryker app composition platform. Enterprise commerce platform Spryker has announced the availability of Stripe on the Spryker app composition platform. Grab Pay cards discontinued for Singapore and Philippines users. From the 1st of June 2024, Grab Pay users in Singapore and the Philippines will no longer have the option to utilize their Grab Pay physical or digital cards for transactions, both online and offline. Commerce Bank updates platform for cross-border SWIFT payments. Commerce Bank has updated its platform in Germany to process cross-border payments via the SWIFT network and high-value, urgent payments via Target 2 or Euro 1 systems. Sopra launches cloud-based instant payment solution. Sopra Banking Software, SBS, has introduced its cloud-based instant payment solution, aiming to facilitate secure instant payments for consumers. Catalyst Pay partners with Paynetics. Bulgaria-based Catalyst Pay has announced its strategic partnership with Paynetics in a bid to improve its comprehensive payment solutions network. IPID publishes guide for payment service providers. Singapore-based fintech IPID has launched the verification of Payee, the Race to Compliance guide for payment service providers. Project Agar. Central banks explore cross-border payment tokenization. The BIS and 7 central banks have partnered with the private sector to explore tokenization's impact on the monetary system. Paymentology and Rain launch payment solution for Web 3.0. Issuer processor Paymentology has partnered with spend management platform Rain to launch a new payment solution for digital asset businesses in the Caribbean and LATAM. Central banks explore tokenization of cross-border payments. A collection of 7 central banks are working with the Bank for International Settlements to explore tokenization of cross-border payments. CPay secures equity investment. Ghanaian fintech company ZPay Ghana Limited today announced the completion of an equity investment by Pan-African investment firms Africa 50, Oiko Credit, Injaro, Verdant Capital Hybrid Fund, and INP. CAB Payments launches in Europe. CAB Payments Holdings today announced it has expanded into the European Economic Area, EEA, with the establishment of CAB Europe BV, trading as CAB Payments Europe. Paymentology and Rain collaborate on Web3 payment service. Paymentology, a leading global issuer processor, today announces its partnership with Rain, a leading corporate spend management platform that specializes in catering to international companies and companies in the digital asset and Web3 space. Worldline and Tabasto launch all-in-one payment kiosk. Worldline, a global leader in payment services, and Tabasto, a major actor in order-taking and payment solutions within the restaurant industry, are proud to announce the launch of the first all-in-one ordering and payment kiosk, using SoftPOS Worldline Tap on Mobile technology. IOSCO to examine business models of ever-expanding exchanges. The International Organization for Securities Commissions, IOSCO, has launched a consultation paper to examine the risks associated with the evolving business models of stock exchanges and other market infrastructures. BOFE and FCA issue draft guidance on digital securities sandbox. UK regulators are inviting feedback on draft guidance for firms looking to enter the country's new digital securities sandbox, DSS. B of A and State Street back CBOE clears CCP for SFT. CBOE Clear Europe, CBO's Amsterdam-based pan-European clearinghouse, today announced that it has secured the support of additional participants to support the launch of its central counterparty, CCP, clearing service for securities financing transactions, SFTs. DSB calls for industry input on OTC derivatives identifier. The Derivatives Service Bureau, DSB, the golden source of reference data for over-the-counter, OTC, derivatives, has released the schedule for the 2024 industry consultation relating to the OTC International Securities Identification Number, ISIN, Unique Product Identifier, UPI, and Classification Financial Instrument, CFI, service provisions. MasterCard invests in Hello Alice. Hello Alice, a platform connecting small businesses to capital, connections and opportunities, has closed a Series C funding round joined by QED Ventures and MasterCard. Sweden's Scale raises 100 meters to address fintech lending gap. Swedish startup Scale, a debt financing platform based in Stockholm, has raised 100 m to address a lending gap in the fintech sector. South African fintech Lula appoints chair. Lula, a local leader in digital finance solutions for small and medium enterprises, SMEs, has announced the appointment of Boel Gosler as the new chairperson of its board. Crypto exchange Bybit launches hedging tool. Bybit, one of the world's top 3 crypto exchanges by volume, is thrilled to announce the launch of its latest innovation, Dynamic Delta Hedging, DDH. Una Financial launches lending app in the Philippines. Una Cash, an in-app and in-store financial solutions provider, was launched in 2021 in the Philippines as part of Una Financial, a Singapore-headquartered fintech group. Wolters Kluwer launches AI-powered RegTech service. Wolters Kluwer Compliance Solutions has launched OneSumX Reg Manager to help U.S. community banks and credit unions enhance their regulatory change management efforts. Network International and Suhula partner for BNPL service in Egypt. Network International, Network, www.network, Global, the leading enabler of digital commerce across the Middle East and Africa, MEA, region, has entered into a strategic partnership with leading fintech solutions provider, Suhula, to enable merchants with the capability to offer buy now pay later, BNPL, payments at its network pay point of sale terminals in Egypt. PortX, X8 partner to boost data security and compliance. U.S.-based provider of integration technology for financial institutions, FIS, PortX, has announced entering a strategic partnership with forefront innovator in data privacy and protection solutions, X8. TODAQ launches micropayments and AI conversational checkout. TODAQ has announced the public beta launch of TAPPTM, Tap and Privately Pay, and Tap Conversational Checkout TMAI sales agents. Swan partners with Wise Platform. France-based embedded finance platform Swan has entered a collaboration with Wise Platform in a bid to allow its clients to transfer money from over 190 countries. Bluecode partners with Viva.com. Austria-based payment brand Bluecode has entered into a strategic partnership with European technology bank Viva.com. Google files lawsuit against crypto scammers. Google has filed a lawsuit against a group of crypto scammers for allegedly defrauding more than 100,000 people via the Android App Store. Embedded finance outfit Swan integrates with Wise Platform. Wise Platform, Wise's infrastructure offering for banks, financial institutions and enterprises around the world, and Swan, the European leader in embedded finance, today announced a new partnership to enable Swan's clients to send and receive money from over 190 countries quickly, transparently and at a lower cost. Ripple plans stablecoin. Crypto and blockchain giant Ripple is launching its own dollar-pegged stablecoin. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.